personal versus business values. Discover more about how you find that delicate balance between the two, as well as discovering more about the man behind Bucket List Accounting, David Patterson. I'm your host, Anthony Pearl. Let's get into making your bucket list happen. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Bucket List Accountant. And I suppose the first thing we've got to do is introduce the star of the show, David Patterson. Welcome.
Thanks, Anthony. Good to be here.
And I think we really need to start off with the little bit of a history of the Bucket List Accountant. Tell me a little bit about the name and why you've given it that.
Yeah, the reason I've come up with the name of the Bucket List Accountant is I've been an accountant for just over 30 years now, and through that time we've seen a lot of business owners who start up their own business. They work really, really hard. They've got a business that's going along fairly well, but years go by, and suddenly they look back and they haven't done anything that they wanted to do. You know, when they first started their business, they had these grand plans of all the things that they were going to do and all the things that the business was going to allow them to do. And then suddenly they look up and 25, 30 years has passed by and they haven't done any of the things they wanted to do. So the purpose of the Bucket List Accountant, from my perspective, is to try and keep people focused on the things that they want to do and making sure that they're doing those things as they go along, such as, like, my wife and I just had a week off a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that we'd been wanting to do for a long time was to climb the Harbour Bridge. So that's something we did while we're up there. And for us, it was a big tick off our list of things that we want to do. So, you know, it's a small thing, but we haven't waited until we've retired to be able to do those sort of things. We're doing these things as we go along. And it makes the business journey a lot more enjoyable as well, because you're getting rewards as you go along rather than sort of waiting to the end, which I've seen too many people do. And then they miss out on doing the things that they want to do.
I love how this is such a different approach for an accounting firm, because typically what we see is that accountants are in touch with you when your BAS and tax is due and not much else. And so this is much more of a involved relationship that you like to have with your clients.
Oh, 100%, because I get to learn beyond their business. So I get to learn what's important to them, the things that they want to do in life. And it really creates an emotional attachment to the business and the business performance. I think a lot of accountants work with their clients to try and help them make more money and become more profitable, but they don't have a real purpose behind why they're making more money. And what I've found is once you attach that emotional item behind the profitability, then it becomes a lot more real, and the drive to actually achieve what they are setting out to achieve, because the emotions attached to it, it becomes much more important to the business owner.
Yeah, I love the way that is interwoven in driving the relationship that you have. And I think being a people person is the reason why we're doing this podcast, isn't it? Because it's about the people.
Oh, absolutely it is. It's 100%. The thing that gives me the most enjoyment is sitting and talking to clients and finding out what it is they want to do and help them to achieve that. And you know, again, it's not me telling them what I think they should do. It's them telling me what they want to do and then me helping them drive it, which is so much more enjoyable for both of us than just doing someone's tax return and BAS returns and sending a letter out saying, here's how much tax you've got to pay. I get to enjoy the achievements that they get along the way.
I think it's such an important thing for people to understand. That's the reason why we're doing the podcast, right? It's because this is an opportunity to allow people to get inside a different way of thinking around how they can work with their finances and get beyond, as you say, just beyond thinking about it in terms of BAS and tax, because supporting businesses is beyond just the financials, isn't it? Even for an accountant.
Oh, 100% it is. Being in businesses is hard work. There's things that pop up all the time, challenges. To be able to have someone that the business owner can talk to beyond just BAS and tax, and helping to keep them focused, I think, is important as well, so that they don't lose sight of why they're running their own business. You know, you can have really difficult days that causes you to lose the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing. So it's really great to be able to help people sort of realign themselves and help them work through the difficult times so that they can get, you know, to the more enjoyable times down the track.
The thing about this approach is that you need some big picture thinking, so to get in there and understand what people are thinking about in terms of their purpose and their and what's driving them. So how do you go about doing that? I mean, or is that something that you find that many businesses have done already, or is it which is true on that scale?
Oh, because we're coming at it from a slightly different angle. There's not many businesses that have thought about and written down the things that they want to put onto their bucket list. And part of what we're doing is we're building their personal goals into their business plan. So they might have a business plan of increasing profit by 30% or, you know, reducing whatever's in their business plan. But we'll also build in their personal goals. So what they want to achieve over the next 12 months could be a trip overseas, could be a new car, could be any kind of thing, learn guitar. And so we build that into their business plan and then meet with clients quarterly to review how their business is going and also review how their personal goals are going, how they're going towards that, you know, as well as then at the back end, getting their BAS done quarterly as well. But having that key focus of their personal goals being just as important as their business goals.
How do you find that balance between the role that you play as an accountant versus almost encroaching into that coaching territory? Because obviously a lot of businesses do have business coaches as well. So how do you find that balance?
I think from an accounting perspective, I think it comes along relatively easy, given that we've got all the numbers and we're working with their numbers sort of monthly and quarterly. It gives us a real better understanding of the business and what makes the business tick, but also adding in their personal element, which I don't think a lot of business coaches do, but adding that personal element in allows us to focus on the business more and make better decisions because we know what the ultimate outcome needs to be. And it helps me and it helps the business owners to stay on track of where they want to get to, because if they're thinking about doing something in their business that's a little different, we can just realign and just ask the question, you know, does doing that help you achieve the goals that you want to achieve?
This podcast is brought to you by bucketlistaccounting.com.au. Speak to David Patterson and his team if you want to take better control of your life and business, helping small business owners like you be successful designing the life of your dreams. Go to bucketlistaccounting.com.au or check out the show notes for more information. Now back to the program. And I think that is a challenge, isn't it, for businesses to think that far ahead, but also to be able to react, because there's always opportunities, isn't there? And having that close relationship with a business from a financial point of view allows you to have that, you know, involvement, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely it does. And because these days all the data is effectively live, you can see what's happening right up to the minute almost. You can run the numbers off real data as to what impact any change might have. You can run some scenarios pretty quick to see what the outcome might be, so that it just makes it a little more dynamic, I guess, the relationship between me and the business owner.
You raise an important point there in terms of keeping the data up to date, because that has to be a part of the relationship as well, isn't it? That understanding those numbers means that those numbers have to keep coming in.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you're using a product like Xero as an example, the data's coming through daily. So if you can keep on top of the data every day, then you can react and make decisions a lot quicker, because you're dealing with information that's up to the minute, not maybe dealing with information that's 6 months or 12 months old. It makes it a lot easier to make an informed decision.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, goal target setting. How do you set that up in the first place? How do you actually work out what the right goals and targets should be for a business? And, you know, are they incremental? Do you keep a longer term view, or do you have to keep shorter term views as well? How do you go about that whole process?
Well, I think it's a combination. It's a combination of longer term view and then breaking it down into shorter goals to make it a little more achievable. But it's also I mean, I like to have their personal goals sort of set out first to find out what they want to try and achieve, say, in the next 12 months, and then have a look at the business and how their business is performing and to see what changes we need to make over the next 12 months to allow them to achieve those personal goals. So it could be that they want to do, let's say, a 3-month trip at the end of the year with their kids. So that's going to cost a certain amount of money. We need to make sure that the business can produce that level of cash flow so that they can afford to do it. Now, that means that we then look at it sort of ongoing month to month and just chip away at it. Set up the goal of as how much the trip costs, work out, you know, flights, all that kind of, all the expenses, and then break it down to a month by month kind of thing to say, well, we need to put aside $3,000 a month so that by the time we get to the end of the year, we've got enough money tucked away in our kitty to go on our trip and enjoy our trip without worrying about cash flow and without worrying about how the business is going, because we've set up the systems along the way to ensure that the business can operate whilst they're away.
I think that's an important thing, isn't it? Finding that balance between what's taking the lead. Is it the personal or is it the business? Because there is a tendency for business owners to put the business first, and you've got to find that balance, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, which is why I'm trying to, well, not trying, why I'm putting their personal goals front of mind, because it's too easy, and I've done it many times. You'd think about doing something, you go, well, I can't do that because I've got to get this finished, or I've got to get this finished at work, and work takes over, and your family or personal goals come secondary. I think if you ask most business owners, they're not starting up their own business so that they can work 10 hours a day, you know, 6.5 days a week, and have no time to do anything else. That they've gone into business because they want the freedom to be able to do what they want and when they want. But it gets lost along the way because we don't make those personal goals a priority. We start a business and then we get into the business, and your personal goals become a one-day thing. You know, personal goals get lost along the way.
Yeah, and I think it's a challenge, isn't it, when it comes to personal goals, is how do you even set them? I mean, do you have, you know, traditionally businesses don't necessarily involve the whole family, so do you have to bring the family into the picture as part of that initial exercise?
Yep, absolutely. So it's a very important aspect to get, like, husband and wife in a small business situation in together. And I've had a few situations where initially one of the partners has been concerned about what happens if we don't have similar interests. And that's fine as long as you then both have an understanding. So I've got a few clients that have got sort of joint goals from a, you know, what they want to do outside of business, and then they've both got their own goals of what they want to do, which is great. They both understand what it is, and they both know that at some stage one of them will go off and do their own thing, and then at another point in time the other one will go off and do their own thing. But until you get that out in the open, it can be a little bit of a just a thought that's hanging in the background to say, what if we don't have anything in common?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you don't want to be playing a relationship advisor in that role as well, do you? You want to, but it is important to find that, you know, what everyone wants, because, you know, in a family, depending on how many people are in it, there are lots of things that are going on, and those things have to be taken into consideration when you set the business goals as well, because sometimes the business has to work a little bit harder to support them.
Oh, absolutely it does. And 9 times out of 10, that's going to be the case, because once people start thinking about their personal goals, it's interesting how they get a little more expansive as they start to realize what's possible. So, you know, as their bucket list goals get bigger and bigger in certain circumstances, we have to improve the business so that they can start to achieve those things. And that can be money, you know, making sure the business is more profitable and got more cash flow. But it's also about creating spare time so that the people working in the business can take time away and not have it impact them too much on a, you know, business day-to-day process.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately this is all about, the bucket list is really about going beyond the basics, isn't it? It's not just about the financials of the business. It is about how you actually face what else is going on in your life that you want to drive it to, as well as what's going on for the business.
Absolutely. I mean, the more successful the business becomes, the more opportunities that you create for yourselves, your family along the way. And it's about getting the balance right. And I think as long as you understand that there will be times where you probably have to put a bit more effort into the business to improve it from where it is to where it needs to get to, but with the understanding that the goal is in the not too distant future, and it just gives you something to work towards rather than just sort of working hard every day without really understanding when the reward's going to come. We make sure that we build the rewards in as you go along so that it maintains a level of enthusiasm for what you're doing within the business.
I think just lastly, is there a bit of an exercise that people can do with the family to try and work on what those realistic goals are? Because I think we have to put the word realistic in there, don't we? You and I have both got children, and we do understand that sometimes the children's goals can be a little bit unrealistic relative to what the budget might ever allow. But you know, is there an exercise that families should be doing?
Oh, I think absolutely. Getting around a kitchen table or a dinner table with the whole family, and in the first instance, just brainstorming and writing everything down of things that the entire family want to do. In the first instance, it doesn't matter how far-fetched or how wild some of these items might be. It's a case of getting it all written down, no particular order, just down on a piece of paper. And then once you've got everything out of your head as to the things that you want to do onto a piece of paper, you can then just start to refine it a little bit and go, okay, some of these things, they're not a tomorrow thing. They might be down the track, but whilst they may be way out of whack, let's leave them there and keep them in mind, because you just never know. You know, if you've got this massive goal of, I don't know, kids 6 months in Disneyland, let's say, if it's there, you're thinking about it. And it's amazing how often, once you've got it down on paper and looking at it, that these things start to become achievable.
The Bucket List Accountant podcast is brought to you by David Patterson and his team at Bucket List Accountant. Go and visit their website for more information, details, of course, in the show notes. I'm Anthony Pearl, your host from Podcast Done For You. We look forward to having your company in the next episode.